My dearly beloved in Christ, the feast of the most holy name of Jesus is celebrated on a Sunday between January 1st and January 6th. And if no Sunday occurs between those 2 days, then it is celebrated on the 2nd of January. The feast of the most holy name of Jesus is a wonderful opportunity for us to review the second commandment of God. The first three commandments are the most important because they deal with our duties toward Almighty God, our Creator. The first commandment deals with the worship that is due to God. The second commandment, reverencing the name of Almighty God. And the third commandment, reverencing the day of the week that is set aside for the worship of God. So we have the first commandment, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me, which forbids idolatry and sins against faith, hope, and charity, heresy, etc., sins of superstition and sacrilege, anything that is opposed to the worship that is due to God. And we fulfill that commandment, we give God worship by devoutly attending the holy sacrifice of the Mass, by praying, and we should pray devoutly every day, by making acts of faith, hope, and charity, we fulfill that first commandment. The second commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In the Old Testament, there was such reverence for the name of God, which in the Hebrew language, they had the name Yahweh, which means I am who am. We remember that God spoke to Moses from the burning bush and told him to go into Egypt and to lead the people out of captivity. And Moses said, well, who shall I tell them sent me? What is your name? And speaking from the burning bush, God said, I am who am. Tell them that he who is sent you. So I am who am, translated in Hebrew, is that word Yahweh. And the Jewish people had such reverence for it that they never used it. And only the high priest, once a year, on the Day of Atonement, invoked the name of God, Yahweh. So we must have reverence for the name of God, be very careful to avoid misusing the name of Almighty God or offending God by our speech, dishonoring him. And the third commandment, remember thou keep holy the Lord's Day, to keep holy Sunday, dedicated to Almighty God and the worship of God. Now, the second and third commandments are the two that our Blessed Mother particularly lamented at La Salette in France in 1846 that were being so violated by the people at that time. And when the two children saw Our Lady at La Salette, they saw her weeping. And she was weeping because of the sins of the people in particular, against the second commandment, taking the name of God in vain, and the third commandment, working on Sundays. And she told them that unless the people amended their lives, they would be punished for sins against the second and third commandment. So we should be very careful, always using the holy name of God in reverence. And the only time we say the name of God is when we are praying to Almighty God, or speaking in a proper way about him as I am doing right now. Parents, catechizing your children, using the holy name of God to teach your children about God. So in proper, respectful conversation and then in prayer. The only times we use the holy name of God. And sadly, in our day, it has become so commonplace where people will just say the name of God, even people don't believe in God, as a mere expression or out of surprise or anger or just simply a casual expression. And that is very offensive to Almighty God. Let me quote a little bit from the wonderful book, My Catholic Faith, about the second commandment. What is meant by taking God's name in vain? By taking God's name in vain is meant that the name of God or the holy name of Jesus Christ is used without reverence, for example, to express surprise or anger. Profanity is the use of irreverent language, We should not use sacred names in impatience, jest, mere surprise, or habit, with no idea of paying God honor. That habit shows a lack of reverence. We should distinguish between profanity and vulgarity. Profanity is a sin of irreverence. Vulgarity is coarse expressions like devil, hell, etc., through thoughtlessness or habit. It is a breach of good manners, and if indulged in, will lead to profanity. If used with malice, it is a sin, but not necessarily always a sin. Among the ancient Jews, I already mentioned, the word for God was so sacred that even the high priest could speak it only once a year on the Feast of the Atonement. It is a sin to take God's name in vain. Ordinarily, it is a venial sin, but certainly can be if used in anger, malice, can be a mortal sin. Cursing is the calling down of some evil on a person, place, or thing. To call down some punishment on ourselves or other creatures of God in a moment of anger is cursing. If the name of God is used, the sin is even worse. A Christian should never curse. For such as bless him shall inherit the land, but such as curse shall perish, we read in Psalm 36. And finally, the last sin listed in the second commandment would be blasphemy. Blasphemy is insulting language which expresses contempt for God either directly or through his saints and holy things, and blasphemy is always a mortal sin. In Psalm 112, we read the words, "Blessed be the name of the Lord from henceforth, now and forever, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy of praise." The name of a person becomes synonymous with that person. And so to misuse the name of God is dishonoring Almighty God. And now let's speak about the name of Jesus in particular. In today's gospel, very short gospel, we read those words that at his circumcision, he was given the name Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And we read that at the Annunciation. The archangel Gabriel said to Our Lady that she would bear a son, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The name of Jesus means Savior. And also Saint Joseph was told to name the child Jesus when the angel spoke to him in a dream about Our Lady's conception, that it was miraculous and that she was to be the mother of God. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux is a doctor of the church who wrote beautiful hymns about the name of Jesus, and he said this: "Jesus is honey to the mouth, sweet melody to the ear, blessed delight of the heart." Those who love Jesus delight in his holy name. It is a source of consolation, but it is also a source of strength. It is a source of power. To invoke the name of Jesus, especially when one is tempted, when one has any difficulty, call upon our divine Lord. Our Lord referred to his apostles when he said, in my name, they shall cast out devils. He also said to his apostles, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you." So we should invoke the name of Jesus often. These are the indulgences for invoking the name of Jesus. The faithful who devoutly invoke the holy name of Jesus may gain an indulgence of 300 days. A plenary indulgence on the usual conditions when they repeat this invocation daily for a month. And finally, a plenary indulgence at the hour of death if they have been accustomed to invoke the holy name frequently during life, provided that after confession and communion, or at least an act of contrition, they devoutly invoke the holy name of Jesus with their lips, if possible, otherwise in their hearts and accept death with resignation from the hand of God as the wages of sin. So again, that is at the moment of death. One who is accustomed to invoke this holy name frequently and does so with the lips or at least mentally at the moment of death is granted a plenary indulgence at that moment. So let us get in the habit of devoutly calling upon the name of Jesus every day and uniting with it the holy name of Mary. Jesus and Mary, help me. Jesus and Mary, help me to conquer temptation. Just to make an ejaculation of that and to say it to ourselves often during the day. We read in today's epistle of the words of St. Peter to the Sanhedrin. St. Peter and St. John were walking into the temple to pray, and this was shortly after the resurrection and the ascension of our Lord. And there was a man who was a cripple who was there outside the temple begging for alms. And St. Peter said to him, "What I don't have any money," he said, "gold and silver I have none, but what I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, arise and walk." And the man was immediately cured. And this made quite a stir in the city, as you can imagine. Everyone knew that this man was crippled from birth. And so the apostles, Peter and John, were called before the Sanhedrin. And St. Peter rebuked them. He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you put to death, whom God raised from the dead, in this name he was cured." And he went on to say, "And there is salvation in no other name under heaven than in the name of Jesus." Let us invoke it devoutly. Let us bow our heads when we say the name of Jesus in reverence to this holy name. St. Paul says that the name of Jesus, every knee should bend of those on earth, in heaven, or under the earth. At least let us bow the head and invoke the name frequently, reverently, always treating the holy name with reverence. For there is salvation in no other than in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.